Gary, a very disappointing performance away at Harrogate downtown today. Do you see it as four individual errors has cost you four goals?
I think so. I think the first two goals are poor from us defensively, from set pieces really. Mark Ross and Adam Roscoe had warnings before that where the men have got in, and then secondly they didn't mark up again, and I had a good at half time because it's not good enough that for the first two goals. But as far as a disappointing performance, I think when you come here, when a team's like Harrogate on a run out against Harrogate, you need a strong 11. I was my lads gave me everything today, especially second half. We created chances, one of them goes in like it did and we're right back in the game, and then really poor third goal, not picking up at the back stick at 3-1, just when you thought we were going to get back into the game, kills you a little bit.
You touched on it where Josh Arne did pull a crucial goal back. Do you think you had your tails up then and you had a bit of freedom to go at them?
Oh, we did. I said to him at half time, you get a goal back and next goal's the important one, and we got that goal. Disappointing thing for me really is one ball in and the lads not marked on the far stick really, but interesting in a bit of talking and getting Burnsy back in there and picking up. But my lads kept going till the end. We had chances in a game where you need to come here with your strong 11 against a team that had done well. We had 10 men for majority of that game today, but I can't ask them anymore for the effort they give me.
What did you make of Andrew Teague's red card? It looked a bit of a reckless challenge. Do you agree with the sending off?
It's one of them. Yanni were in front of me, so I couldn't really see it, but like I said, I'd have to see it again to see how bad it was.
Ultimately, it will leave you short at the back now, and you'll be suspended for 3 weeks. Do you think you're going to have to bring somebody in as a short-term measure for a bit of cover?
Yeah, possibly. We're light on defenders anyway. Tom Smythe's not even started running again yet, so I'll speak to the chairman this week and see what we can do. But as far as performance, we've come here today, but you mentioned I'd be very disappointed. Yeah, disappointed with this result, but we had enough chances today to score goals as well, and I can't fault my last goal.
What do you think went wrong ultimately? Where do you think just the slack defending came from?
We started well. Josh Hines had a few chances early doors. We thought we were looking all right, but we're a team that don't concede many goals from set pieces, and you give a man a job and tell him to pick up and stay with that man until the ball's cleared, and they leave the men and don't stay with him. So it's just a couple of lads not doing their jobs in a penalty area for us.
You go again Tuesday night now against Oxford City. No time to regroup, just a couple of days. Are you going to look to try and maybe rest a couple of legs?
Yeah, that's the strength of our squad at the minute, where we can look to do that at the minute and maybe rest a few legs. There's lads with tyres out there today, and we'll look at changing things maybe Tuesday.
What do you say to the lads to pick them up for a result like that?
These lads will pick themselves up. We do it all the time. It's like I said, when you go down to 10 men and you've got 80 minutes left or whatever it was, it's always going to be tough. But we kept going, and even with 10 men usually you don't get a sniff, but we created a lot of chances.
Referee was a bit indifferent in some kind of performance today. Did you do you agree with that?
I didn't think it was a penalty. I thought the lad made a meal of it. Maybe a sending off, but definitely not a penalty. And just thought we didn't get much first half, but we're not going to blame it on the referee. We still created enough chances second half to get back into the game, even at 2-1. We could have scored a couple more goals.
So is it a case of missed chances that did cost you in getting anything from this game?
I think poor defending from two set pieces for the first two goals. A penalty that never was. I can't fault my lads for the effort. We played with 10 men for a long period of that game.
Cheers, lads.
Cheers.